Network.
Recap coming up as we go to Wayne Madsen starting the next segment, so stay with us. Just amazing developments. We'll be covering that in just a moment. Finishing up with Pastor Lindsey Williams, a few calls, and we're going to get Wayne Madsen on, who's been going on international television saying his doctoral and viral contacts are saying this has got to be a manufactured bioweapon. We'll get his inside scoop on that coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Alex Jones. Websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, .us, TruthNews.us. I want to let everybody know the denial of service attacks over our CDNs at the ports are still going on. It's the biggest attack one of the big centers has ever seen. When we move the ports or lock the IPs, they start blasting the entire structure. So it's not some kid doing it. And they are hopping mad and upset about over the work we are doing and what we're doing, just trying to, you know, cover what's happening. Lindsey, Romans 13 in closing. Romans 13. They've hired all these preachers. They're on the government payroll publicly to tell everybody to go to the FEMA centers, take the forced inoculations. They've been gearing up for this for at least 3.5 years. They say you're to follow the orders of Hitler, Stalin, Mao, King George III. But then how do other governments fight other governments? I mean, that's not really in the Bible. Most of the prophets were killed for saying no to tyranny. Is this an abomination being taught in the churches, Pastor?
For 50 years, Alex, I've been a minister of the gospel. The first church I ever pastored, there was no such thing as 501c3. I've written an entire book on the subject. It's entitled To Seduce a Nation. These pastors are using the expression, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's and unto God that which is God's. And they use that as an excuse to follow every single dictate of the government. Who is Caesar? Caesar was a dictator. Caesar was a king. We don't have a king in the United States of America. Pastors, it's time for you to get out there and interpret the Bible correctly. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And you've got to sit down and determine who is Caesar in the United States of America. Caesar was a dictator. We do not have a king in the United States of America. Who is Caesar? If you properly interpret, if you obey the scriptures, which you've got to do, because that's your guideline, render unto who? Come on now. Be honest. Get right here. Get on your knees and look to the Lord for this thing like I had to do years ago. What are the first three words of the Constitution of the United States of America? Caesar in America is not a king. Caesar in America is we, the people. Hear me. I beg of you. Go read your Bible and then let the Holy Spirit interpret it to you. We, the people. If you obey what the Bible tells you to obey in the Word of God, you will obey the first three words of the Constitution of the United States of America because we don't have a king.
But on top of that, why did they kill Paul and everybody? Why did the Caesars order Christians by the tens of thousands killed? I mean, why didn't they bow down and worship Saturn? Why didn't they bow down and worship, all these different gods? Why didn't they bow down and worship Dagon? I mean, according to what the preachers teach, they should have hit their knees and said, Hail Baphomet.
Well, sure, but we don't have what Rome had. Rome had a dictatorship.
But the Christians didn't follow what Caesar said. According to these preachers, they're going to hell. You worship the devil or you're going to hell.
And they shouldn't follow him today either. They should follow we the people, the Constitution of the United States of America. Get back down to the basics of what this country was established as. It was established as a constitutional republic, never a democracy. Under
Lindsey,
democracy is we the sheeple. Under
yes.
A republic is we the people.
Get Lindsey, we're out of time. Fire that number out one more time for your DVD.
I beg of you, get my 8 DVD set. The number is 800-321-2900. And if you can't afford the 8 DVD set, please get my 4 DVD CD set. 800-321-2900. 2900 vaccinated.
We're out of time, Pastor. Thanks. We'll talk to you again soon. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Say hi to your wife.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, just massive news. I want to go right to Wayne Madsen, but I will recap at the bottom of the hour to get his take on it. The information I have about what's happening, like I'll bring up some of these questions for him with the documents I have. We have huge, huge, huge developments here. I have a secret document for state health care people that was given to me by a high-level school administrator in the AISD confirming that little boy that died, and this came out the night before, saying he was on the verge of death, and that they would then go to level 5, which they did, and then level 6, and that we were really under level 6, that 40 to 50% of those that get it, that they have a clinical attack rate of 40 to 50%, meaning if you come exposed to it, you contract it and get sick that often, when regular flu is 10 to 15%. But there are more people on ventilators in Texas, that they're covering the shop, that the feds are saying this is super deadly. The feds are acting like that is what it is. Now, that it's super deadly, but then verbally they're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It'll probably be all right. But then Biden comes out and says, don't get on subways, don't get on planes. Mexico's saying they've suspended the government. This is getting crazy. So we're going to go to Wayne Madsen, formerly with the NSA, consulted to other intelligence agencies, big reporter there for major publications, WayneMadsenReport.com. Always incredibly cutting edge. I mean, you know, there he is on Russia Today yesterday breaking down that a lot of experts think it's weaponized, that the government's really worried about how fast it's spreading. And that's what the internal documents show. And I've got this from other doctors in Mexico City, doctors here in Texas. It broke out just south of where I sit in South Austin. I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors, though, that we haven't really thanked today to make this show possible. One of them is pepperspray.com. We live in an unpredictable world. As everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And especially if you're in anti-firearm areas, it's good to have high-powered pepper spray and tasers and stun guns. Check your local laws. But most places, it's kosher. So I go to pepperspray.com, a great little augment to your self-protection. That's why I want you to visit, again, pepperspray.com on the web since 94. Insanely good prices. Free shipping on over $99 orders. Pepper sprays of all kinds of strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, and more. I also want to encourage listeners to support us. The amount of bandwidth we're spending right now is biblical. We're not just being hacked and hit with denial of service over our CDNs directly at our ports, and then we change them and they jump, and all the sites are being hit. A lot of them are down. We are getting threats. It just insane stuff going on because of what we're covering and doing. We thought we're being pretty balanced here, saying we don't know exactly what's going on. But we've got that going on. Please buy some of the books and videos at InfoWars.com, like The Obama Deception, showing it works for the same people that ran Bush, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, who these eugenicists are, what their history is, why they're capable of controlled release pandemics. InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Then you get Burmese's show live 9 to midnight, not just on the radio for free, but the TV show with the documents and the video clips. Also, my show, the last 2 hours every day, usually more, we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films in super high quality, my book, Paul Watson's book, scores of other films have been authorized to post, expanded extras only at PrisonPlanet.tv, super high quality, 15 cents a day. We've got to pay for all this. Plus, it's the way to get the word out. So it's symbiotic here. Please support us. And if you want to donate or you want to buy a bunch of books and videos to donate, everything's a donation, basically. You can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I have been getting some donations lately, some of them quite generous. Thank you. And you can see we put it right back into here with this crew and the people and the computers. It all costs a lot of money, but we reach so many people that a lot of you give just a little bit by buying the books or videos or supporting the sponsors. That's how we do it as a team effort. Also support our local affiliates, support their local sponsors, and keep spreading the word about the show everywhere. We're gaining AM and FMs two or three a week now. The show is just exploding. Number one on Shoutcast, number one on the downloads, number one on podcast. Just, it is insane responsibility. I want to go to Wayne Madsen now, WayneMadsenReport.com. Wayne Madsen is a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. He has written for The Village Voice, Progressive, Counterpunch, Online Journal, Corp Watch, Multinational Monitor, News Insider, in these times, and The American Conservative. His columns have appeared in the Miami Herald, Houston Chronicle, Philadelphia Inquirer, Columbus Dispatch, Sacramento Bee, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, among others. A lot of times when I'm watching an NSA or CIA hearing in Congress, you always see Madsen sitting in the back covering it. Madsen is the author of the Handbook on Personal Data Protection. We're going to have him on about that sometime, by Macmillan, an acclaimed reference book on international data protection law, genocide and covert operations in Africa, 93-99. The books go on and on. 2003, put out by Dandelion, Nightmare, co-author of America's Nightmare, the Presidency of George Bush II, author of Jaded Task, Big Oil, Ops and Brass Plates, Overthrow of Fascist Regime. That's his newest one. He's on ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS. I mean, he goes on and on, worked at with the NSA, other secret agencies, a U.S. Naval officer. As a U.S. Naval officer, he managed one of the first computer security programs in the U.S. Navy. Let me ask you a selfish question first, Wayne Madsen. We've had little kid hacker attacks years ago when I didn't have good servers where they put a naked girl on a motorcycle on there and say, ha-ha, screw you, you know, real grassroots hacker stuff. But we built systems up, got more professional, had big CDNs, you know, hidden servers. They went over those into the ports. We'd change IP addresses. They'd jump ports. Then they would attack whole company systems and have so much bandwidth, they were blasting entire, you know, giant facilities in Chicago and L.A. They're hitting about 7 different sites, all sorts of stuff, threatening phone calls coming in before they did it, saying they were going to do it. And what does this sound like to you, Wayne Madsen? What am I saying? I don't know what it is I'm saying that's so horrible.
Well, we know right now, Alex, that that they're creating a new cyber command in the Pentagon. the current NSA director, General Keith Alexander, is supposed to be the head of that command. And what you're talking about is more in the area of offensive information warfare. This is the most classified part of this whole cybersecurity program that's being developed. And the issue is that too much power to leave into the hands of an agency like NSA or the CIA or, in fact, the Pentagon? What does offensive information warfare entail? Is it more than just psyop, psychological warfare operations, or does it get into actually creating these embargoes for information by using these technical attack mechanisms, as you're suggesting, with coming into ports and doing all this, other than the fact that what we used to see hackers do was throw up a picture of some scantily clad woman or something like that on a legitimate website. It's getting much more serious than that, I'm afraid.
Well, I mean, as you know, 5 weeks ago, the head guy that Obama had appointed said, look, this is a takeover of our republic. They want control of all the infrastructure. Jay Rockefeller comes out and says, yeah, we'd be better off without the web. They want to, just like the NSA moved into telecoms, they want an even mid-sized IP companies, computer companies, and this is your specialty, so you can speak to it, you're at the NSA, put these grids in there to, quote, shut the web down, as a quote, to protect it. And then we're talking to the big IT companies. They're saying, yes, this is the biggest attack ever. This is government. This is not hot pocket eating hackers, having fun. The hackers love us. They like the work we do. They're anti-establishment. What do you think it is we did that made them so unhappy?
Well, what it is everyone's offering alternative sources of information, breaking the monopoly of these mega entertainment, infotainment corporations, which control about 99% of where you get your news and other information from on a daily basis. They do not like the Internet because there's too many people out there offering up. Now, I'm not talking about all bloggers, but the media blogs are offering up alternative sources of information, and it's causing problems for the oligarchs, who always thought that just by picking up a telephone and talking to a newspaper publisher or a bureau chief, they could kill stories. They don't have that capability any longer, and they don't like this. They don't like this new media.
Now, this is obviously bipartisan. I mean, whatever Bush did, it seems, is expanding under Obama. And I know you know about the Jay Rockefeller stuff. Where do you see this cyber command going and openly saying the Pentagon and NSA are going to run domestic networks and spy without warrants? And he's protecting Bush on that and protecting Bush on torture. But we're not discussing that in the news because it's all the flu.
Right. Well, we saw this when during the Clinton administration, when we strenuously fought against the Clinton administration's attempt to have anyone who wanted to use encryption to cover their communications, you would have to possess a government key where the government could go in and say, give us a key so we can break the encryption. We fought those battles under Clinton. Then, of course, Bush came in, and it seemed like those battles were just, with what Bush pulled off, were just almost a moot issue. But now we see with this administration some of those same players involved with the Clinton administration and pushing this sort of surveillance, technical surveillance capability have come back. They're back in these federal agencies, and they're pushing that same agenda of surveillance.
They're going for broke. Do you think they'll be successful, quote, taking over the infrastructure of the Internet?
I don't think so, because the Internet, one thing we know about the Internet, it's dynamic. It was actually engineered, created by the Department of Defense to withstand a nuclear attack. That's the architecture of the Internet, and I don't think anything that the government can throw up will be able to actually stop this. And they also they're not bargaining on something else. There's a lot of high-tech money in the Bay Area, especially. A lot of these people are very libertarian, and if they do try to control the Internet, I know what's going to come down the pike. There's going to be Internet 2. This is the one that the government doesn't have any control over, and I think that that's just what we'll see. We'll see somebody come up with a form of communications that the government can't keep its, can't get its hands around.
So you're talking about a technocrat rebellion And you'll have all these old globalist dinosaurs, you know, sitting there 90 years old with their mistresses going,
Wilford, get me my butler. Shut them down immediately.
Let's talk about the flu with Wayne Madsen. Is it a bioweapon? Was it designer? Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Okay, Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. I want to get into, is this a designer virus? You know, why do you have these different world leaders saying that, like the Indonesian president? And the doctors and scientists, virologists I'm talking to, says it's clearly engineered. It came out of the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year. Usually you see these things develop and mutate, and you see its history, its pedigree. mutations. This is just out of the blue. You only see vaccine companies busy making things just like this and bragging about it in the last 5 years, and then magically having vaccines that are already ready. That's pretty unusual, to say the least. But, of course, they don't have a motive or anything to sell vaccines. What do you think's going on here?
Well, I got to say, this story kind of caught up with me by surprise. I was in the process last week of investigating the so-called suicide of this Freddie Mac CFO. I was looking into some other issues, and I met a journalist with one of Mexico City's largest newspapers, and he was very nervous about something. I said, you know, what's going on? And he started talking about swine flu. I got to say, I hadn't heard about it. I turned around to looked on the television, and that's what CNN was covering. What he told me was he had been in contact with a top UN scientist who's actually been in Democratic Republic of Congo looking at Ebola hot zones, outbreaks, also HIV. And he said the problem with this was that it was the vector transmission on this particular flu did not meet all the natural occurrences. It looked to this scientist as though it had been engineered. It was not coming from swine to human, but it was human to human contact. It was the various gene sequences. There's two strains of swine flu, North American, Eurasian, two strains of human flu, and of course the avian flu, the bird flu that wreaked havoc in Asia a few years ago.
So to be clear, you're saying it's two parts pig, of the four parts,
two parts human and one part bird. And he said that does just his experience with Ebola, which the scientists apparently thought was also a product of biological warfare research. It was the same type of transmission method, the human-to-human, fast-acting, with disastrous consequences, with people succumbing from this particular flu. When I started checking into it, I contacted a friend of mine who's a journalist in Jakarta, because, of course, that's where they had some experience with bird flu. And, of course, his contacts in the health ministry in Indonesia, and we had the health minister of Indonesia basically say this looks to be man-made. They thought that the Indonesian health ministry thought with bird flu and with this swine flu that this could be being spread by people who want to increase profits for pharmaceuticals.
Well, let me expand on that. I got, this is from Tuesday evening, it came to us, and then I got it and confirmed and talked to the person yesterday and didn't really know what I had till last night, but this talked about the boy that was about to die in Houston, and we have the name of the medical doctor here, and it's an internal state document that I got from a school administrator. We have a story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Texas doctor claims swine flu case is far worse than reported, and that we're already at a level 6. Now, this said we were already at level 5 and it was going to go to level 6, and they did announce yesterday it was a 5. Now they're saying we may go to level 6. So this is confirmed. But what's important here, and I have this directly from the source, this went out to health workers in schools. Okay, I'll just tell you that at the administration level. We have the names, and again, I know who this came from. I know them directly. It says don't distribute this under all these penalties and all the, and it says that normally it infects 10 to 15% of people it comes in contact with. This is a clinical attack rate, maybe more around 40 to 50%. They're saying we have never seen anything like this. They say, and he goes on to say, this is a doctor. This is just unbelievable with the state. But a 23-month-old here is fighting for his life, and a pregnant woman just south of San Antonio is fighting for her life. The baby did die the next day. And then it goes on to say, in Mexico, these folks might have died already, but here in the U.S., they're getting Tamiflu, Relizine quickly, and then again, those are drugs, folks, not vaccines. And we have ready access to ventilators. It goes on, what this means is that within a couple of weeks, regional hospitals will likely become overwhelmed. Some of the kids with positive cases in Comal County had more than 70 contacts before diagnosis. There are 10 to 25 times, more actual cases. This seems to be our headlines, folks. This is so big. Not possible cases, actually, than what is being reported in the media. The way they fudge on reporting is that it takes 3 days to get the confirmation nod from the CDC on a given viral culture. So there's 10 cases for every confirmed case. During the night, we crossed the threshold of the definition of the World Health Organization, phase 6 global pandemic. This has not happened in any of our lifetimes. So far, we are in uncharted territory. He expects President Obama to declare emergency sometime in the next 72 to 96 hours. Stay there, Wayne Madsen. I'm going to get your take on that when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
That, and they're announcing the UN is in control of our response. They're declaring emergencies here all over the country. They've got police guarding Tampa, police stockpiles we confirmed here in Austin. But they're saying it's no big deal, but acting like it's the end of the world. Meanwhile, regular flus kill 36,000 people on average here in the United States, and there's only been a few deaths. So what do you think of what I just read, and who would stand to gain from releasing a designer flu, whether for fear-mongering or to wipe out a bunch of people?
Well, obviously the pharmaceuticals would gain in profit, but also those who want to keep this national security surveillance state going and full bore would also gain in that. I would add to what the documents you received. I received two internal memos from Dr. Besser, who's the acting director of the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Now, it's interesting to point out that Dr. Besser's job before he was made acting director was he was in charge of the counterterrorism unit called COTPER at the CDC, and he's turning in his memo to the CDC, he says, we don't know where we're going with this. We're like uncharted territory, but he does say we're in a marathon, not a sprint. That's all this kind of alarmist language. So, yes, why is it that they're trying to downplay this now, but internally they're acting like it's a big deal? I would also say, based on what Joe Biden had to say about not getting in airplanes or on trains, I have a friend, he's a journalist, he's a colleague of mine. He's in quarantine today in New York City because he flew from Chicago to New York, and he obviously contracted the flu. Now, the hospital will not confirm, even do a test to confirm whether it's swine flu or not. He feels it's swine flu. It's all the symptoms of swine flu. He came down with it within the two-day period that they say you get this flu. And here's the alarming thing. I think there may be different protocols for when a journalist gets this and is put in quarantine because they know they have access to BlackBerries and, you know, iPhones and all this and can actually report on what's going on from within these hospitals. So they're not they did not test this individual for swine flu. He doesn't know. He's in quarantine, which indicates that they probably think he has swine flu. But he was on a plane from O'Hare to New York. He checked. There are 100 flights to the daily from Mexico to O'Hare Airport. So just think about the potential people who are flying on these airplanes and who may have transmitted this disease. And here in Washington, we have our first confirmed case now of swine flu. It's at the World Bank downtown, and it was apparently an individual who was in Mexico on business who came to work at the World Bank, and then they found out he had swine flu. Instead of telling this individual, don't come to work, he came to work, and now they don't know how many other employees of the World Bank may have.
Wayne, you're a smart guy. I've been trying to do this, but I've been trying to compute. Let's say this thing broke out March 18th is when the Mexicans said they discovered it. So let's say early March, a month and a half ago or more, almost 2 months ago. It really starts breaking last Thursday, Friday in Mexico. Here we are 7-8 days later, and now hysteria is here. So I guess you're going to see they say with most flus like this, the peak's about 80 to 90 days. So we're probably, 60, 70 days till we see the peak of this here. And so I guess it's going to be, a week or two till we see if there start to be deaths, tens of thousands of cases, or are they going to go the route of just shutting everything down and telling us, oh, there's only 150 cases, but then I talked to people calling me from Mexico and doctors and calls from Mexico. They say there's vomiting, death in small towns, death at every hospital. BBC reports doctors by name at hospitals with saying there's dead people everywhere. I mean, what the hell's going on, and why am I getting hack attack completely blasted?
Right. I mean, this is I would just go on, having a friend who is in quarantine with suspected swine flu, and they're not telling him. The story kept changing. The first, the hospital said, look, we don't have the means to test you for swine flu. Well, that's pretty scary alone if they don't
have. It must be widespread then. It must be.
Means. And then they say, well, no, it's not us. It's the CDC says we can't test you for swine flu. This is incredible. Everyone who came in his room had to wear a mask. He had to wear a mask. I can tell you here in Washington, the drugstores, the two major chains, CVS and Rite Aid, are out of Tamiflu. That stuff, and you figure where these drugstores are located. I live between the CIA and the Pentagon. So every drugstore now is out of Tamiflu, and they're out of these surgical masks. Well, what are these people who work at these facilities around this area know that we don't know? Now we have, of course, our first confirmed case of swine flu here in the district.
Well, Wayne Madsen, consultant at the NSA, syndicated writer for major publications, reporter in D.C. and the District of Criminals, are you saying the motive is with Big Pharma and the government, a smokescreen for the political collapse, the death of Chrysler, all of this grandstanding by the leadership of the government, when the public is on the verge of revolution, or is this them just not knowing what's happening and they're panicking? I think the evidence all points towards, like you said, with this designer virus, I think it's a staged event. But the question is, have they released something really deadly on us, or are they make-believing it's really deadly and hyping it? What's your take?
Well, you know, is it the placebo virus that they're getting us ready for the really nasty one? Who's to know? We do know that with all the work action around the world, the French employees taking their bosses hostage, massive street demonstrations against what's going on with the.
They tried to kill the Queen with a car. It went after their reviewing stand and killed three or four people. Incredible photos up on the Infowars.com.
And we were talking about a summer of rage in Britain. The G20 was only a taste of things to come in London. So yeah, there was all this is now off the news, as is all the torture, you know, stuff, and it's been replaced with this story. It does seem a little convenient.
Let me ask you this.
It's on the 24-hour news cycle, but now we have 24/7 on swine flu. Not to downplay it, I think it may be a lot more serious than, of course, based on what I'm reading internal memos, than what they're stating publicly.
Now that you know, though, better than I, because you've been in government, I've just seen them do this from outside, that they will strategically lie to police and locals, telling them, like, you know, Bush told police, oh, there have been lots of secret terror attacks every time a chemical plant would blow up or something. There have been lots of secret terror attacks. That's why we're taking all the rights, but don't tell the public. It'll panic them. They could also be feeding the locals like they did with the last bird flu freakout 2 years ago, saying millions would die and they didn't, like they did with the SARS 5-6 years ago, saying total death and it didn't happen. I mean, what's the chance of it is just a total hoax? There's only been a few deaths, and they're just hyping it.
Well, I remember we had the West Nile virus scare, too, here. You know, they said anytime you see a dead bird, you know, you report it. So we had all these dead bird sightings all over the Washington area. Of course, you know, some people did get sick, but it did seem like it was a little bit hyped with the West Nile virus. Some of that may be at play here, but again, what Dr. Besser said in these internal CDC memos that were leaked to me was like, we don't know where this is heading, but we all have to be in, you know, in the emergency mode. And this guy's background was handling the counterterrorism part of the equation for the Centers for Disease Control. I mean, he's in a very convenient position now, being somebody who came out of that particular area of counterterrorism. Obviously, you know, part of that whole counterterrorism thing is to scare the general public.
Yeah, well, things are getting really bizarre. Speaking of PSYOPs, day one, within hours of the giant plane, one of the Air Force Two, one of the four extras they have as part of the Imperium. Now, Pelosi has several of her own cruisers. It cost unbelievable. But the point is, it's flying between the buildings, F-16s, and we said, my God, they knew that would terrorize people. Then it comes out, they knew for weeks in advance, made a big deal about it staying secret, told the police, this was a big operation, the FBI, don't tell the public, there were internal fights about it. Then they fly it through and terrorize him, and Obama laughs and says, I didn't know about it. It was a photo op. No one asked a photo op for what? Well, a PSYOP, a photo op. Was that to reconjure on top of the bird flu a 9/11? Like, this is the biological 9/11? I mean, we know they calculate everything. What was the point of that?
Well, this was a strange thing. This whole operation where they said, I never heard of a classified photo op. And a photo op, where are they going to publish the photo? What magazine? What was this for? Why did they spend all that money and classify this thing as some sort of secret mission if it's just purely a photo op? It makes no sense. And I can tell you from people I know one friend of mine was standing on the Brooklyn Bridge when that happened and witnessed those F-16s coming within just yards of some of these high-rise buildings. So the idea that they said they informed people, I mean, Bloomberg says he wasn't informed. The New York, New Jersey Port Authority, who lost so many of their law enforcement officers on 9/11, they said they were not informed.
Why terrorize them? Why is Obama going on 60 Minutes where even a groveling media guy, it was real, he said, are you punch drunk? What's wrong with you? CEO, things are imploding with the economy. And Obama's like, yeah. It was like he was on heroin or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
it makes no sense. Makes no sense at all.
Well, what's the PSYOP? I mean, you worked in intelligence on the IT side, the surveillance side, but I mean, are these people completely psycho? I mean, what's going on?
Well, why do they do anything in New York? They know it's the media capital of the world, and it's going to get a lot of attention, and it did, certainly did. Not good attention in this case, but look how everybody was talking about it. It was the news of the day, and actually 2 days. It was a 2-day news cycle. It did. The people in New York, I can tell you, were absolutely panicked. They didn't know what, not just New York, but also on the Jersey City
and
side.
And their memo says they knew it would do that, so it's an admitted psyop. Why would they want to terrorize people?
Well, you know, and how does Charles Schumer react to all this? He says, well, we need to have a law that prevents planes from flying too low. Instead of questioning, it's like the 9/11 commission.
There is a law. That's controlled airspace.
Exactly. Why aren't they going after the event? Why is Schumer talking about let's have a new law? I mean, that's ridiculous. He's not going to ask the questions. What was called DARA, this military liaison, doing at the White House approving this in the first place? Who else was involved? Bob Gates says he didn't know. Well, he's the Secretary of Defense. Why didn't he know? Or is he lying about it?
Look, as much attention as was put on this, and they admit it was a big debate.
Right.
Why would they do it? Just to reinvoke 9/11 fears?
Well, that's what it did for New York. That's certainly the effect it had in Lower Manhattan and Jersey City and Staten Island and all the other, you know, places around there. That's all taking Air Force One on a joyride is, you know, just there's no logical explanation for what they did. That's all I can say.
Look, some psyop psychiatrist came up with this. They know it's all about archetypes.
Right.
And, oh, God, these people are out of their minds. So Wayne, in your gut, all these years, I've really learned to respect your predictions and things you've laid out. Where do you see them going? I mean, it's clear, or if you disagree, that the economy is just in free fall. In the middle of all the fear of the plane and fear of the flu, Obama comes out and is very calm and very fatherly. And I mean, is it all about making him the leader? He's the savior. He'll fix it. As they just lead us into darkness? I mean, what's happening here?
Well, maybe they didn't get enough bounce from saving the ship from the pirates over there, so they had to come up with some other ideas. But certainly, somebody who lived in D.C. during the 9/11, and then we had the sniper case, and then we had anthrax, certainly, you can, you know, I've seen how this city can grind to a halt, and it seems like now with the first case of swine flu, we're seeing a repetition of that here in Washington. And we know what happened during anthrax. They put through that Patriot Act. When Congress came under attack, Congress had been dispersed, and they were able to push that Patriot Act through. So that's the reaction. How Washington reacts to these crisis modes. And certainly we may see something happen again here with this swine flu.
When the bipartisan group of crooks wouldn't pass the banker takeover bill that 98% of Americans in polls were against, as you know, Wayne, they terrorized people, Bush and the Democrats, and said, we'll have martial law. If you don't do it, we'll have depression. And then things got worse. Now Biden's coming out saying, don't fly, don't get on subways. Mexico's shutting down, canceling its government. They've got to know this is a nail in the coffin, potentially, as all this bad news stacks up. What's the psyop behind that? And what do you see this, whether it's a real deadly flu or not? What, I mean, they've got to know this is, and it's clearly engineered, so I guess they want to fully destroy the economy.
Well, also, this is international in scope. I noted that China, which has never wanted Taiwan to be as part of any kind of U.N., organization. China has now said, okay, Taiwan can now take part in World Health Organization meetings on swine flu. So we're seeing a big international push right now. This is a global issue, and it seems like state and municipal governments are complying with what the federal government's saying. We're seeing national governments basically saying, we'll do whatever the World Health Organization tells us to do. So that it's not just this country. Every government in the world is now just saying, you know, what do we do? How do we confront this issue? Talk about travel restrictions. We've got bans on flights to Mexico, bans on flights from Mexico now, and now also maybe a ban on flights to and from the United States to certain parts of the world. So
Eureka! That's why I love having people like you on, Wayne. You made it just click. Clearly, this is the international 9/11. Whether it's hype or not, it has the same effect. The UN's bragging in Reuters that it's telling the U.S., Canada, Australia, England, Mexico what to do. This is the global crisis to bring us together, just like the SPP document said they would, for North American Union. during this, and they're setting up the new Bank of the World and the G20 agreement and the new SDRs. I mean, is that what you're getting at, that this is their global 9/11 biological?
Well, it's certainly having that effect. If you see the regional organizations are now having these emergency sessions, whether it's the Gulf Corp, Cooperation Council, and the Persian Gulf, you've got this South African Development Cooperation Council meeting, because there's now two cases in South Africa. You got ASEAN meeting. So, yeah, all these regional organizations are meeting in these emergency sessions to see how they're going to confront the swine flu, whether it's broken out in those areas or they feel it's about ready to. So, yeah, you know, this is very much an internationally coordinated operation.
And we have riots starting and attacks on government everywhere that look like they're organic. Perfect timing to have this as a big unifying effect through fear to make everybody drop their rebellion against tyranny to just worry about their lives, and a perfect beta test, or it could be the perfect cover right now for martial law, Wayne.
Well, certainly, yeah, I mean, that's what I see. I mean, fear is the only weapon these people have at their disposal, and when you're talking about a pandemic, not many people are walking around with degrees in microbiology or virology, so they'll just believe what they're told. They have no other choice. So these medical emergencies are really the fear factor. You can throw terrorism stuff at them, but a lot of people are on to that number. They know about these false flag operations and whatnot. But when it comes to a pandemic, that's when there are people worried about their children and whatnot.
Stay there, Wayne. Final segment. Wayne Madsen Report.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Got a bunch of control freaks. They'll kill 1,300,000 Iraqis and not blink. Feel good all day about it. Don't think they won't release a designer virus. Let's just hope it's not really a killer, like they're internally telling their people. We've confirmed that. We're at level 6, folks, for total martial law, mass arrests, checkpoints, already quarantines everywhere. They're already running checkpoints. People are sweating and hot because your AC's broke. They drag you off the facility. And I'm not even freaking out over that. That's how ready and for this I've always been, tracking the enemy. TheWayneMadsenReport.com, WayneMadsenReport.com. We'll put that up on screen for you. An invaluable source of knowledge and data. We'll have to get him back on the next few days and next week as things develop. But he is in demand all over the international media. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, with Jason Burmes with The Info Warrior, with all the latest developments and guests. Please continue to spread the word about the show. If they're hacking and bringing down InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, you can try the ObamaDeception.net, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. Those are the auxiliary sites, and most, if not all, the news is on those as well. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net. Remember those sites. Remember. Let's go back to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, in closing, just amazing points you brought up today. Really got me thinking here in our little think tank. Any other things you think are important or things on the horizon with Pakistan, Iran, Israel saying they want to go in? Is all of this a cover for that? They love the magic trick of look at my pretty assistant while they put the rabbit in the hat and pull it out. We know they love distraction. They're trying to pass a lot of draconian bills, world government, internet restrictions. What do you see happening?
Well, certainly this thing, the swine flu has taken attention off of what's going on with the possible collapse of the Pakistani nation, a nuclear weaponized country. I would also point out that one of the things getting very little attention is the U.S. Army Bioweapons Laboratory at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Now, there have been reports that samples of various diseases are missing from their biosafety level 4 laboratory. These are things like swine flu. That place needs to be closed down. The military and CIA has no business being involved in this kind of research. It's actually a violation of a 1962 treaty between the U.S., the then Soviet Union, and Britain to ban this kind of research. We have not abided by that treaty. That's a violation of the law. The place needs to be shut down because we know that that's where the anthrax strain came from, the Ames strain of anthrax used in the attacks on Congress and the media. It's high time that somebody just says, that's it, issue an executive order, shut down Fort Detrick, turn what needs to be turned over to the CDC and National Institutes of Health, and whatever else is left there, just carefully have that stuff destroyed, because we just can't afford to have them up there, those Frankenstein, Dr. Frankensteins working at Frederick. The only decent guy was probably Dr. Bruce Ivins, who they said did the anthrax, but I don't think did, but they said he committed suicide.
Well, now they've built 36 level 4 and level 3 bioweapons labs in the name of treatment, but even the Baltimore Sun admitted that this is really a cover for bioweapons. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and then we had the incident on the inner-city passenger train in Switzerland the other day where a canister containing swine flu explodes with 61 passengers on the train, and now there's 22 documented cases of swine flu outbreak in Switzerland. What in the world were they moving that stuff on a passenger train for?
Sounds like a staged bio attack to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's incredible what's going on.
Could this be the start of World War III? Maybe we don't even know it. This is the future war?
Could be. I perish the thought.
All right, WayneMadsenReport.com. Check it out. Wayne, thank you for your great insight and your great patriotism. Good to have you with us. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, retransmission with jam-packed key news. I open the show with one place, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, and on all our great affiliates. Tonight, 9 to midnight. Join us and back tomorrow. Spread the word. Great.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.